Hallelujah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day to experience you and feel the warm embrace of your love so that we can, because you love first, we can also love, Lord. So bless this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 98, 5 and 6.
Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre. With a lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, think of this. I think of, what can I say here? I don't play any instruments, but okay, what I can say here is I know how to make a joyful noise. Yeah, I can't play instruments, I can't keep a note or sing, but still I make a joyful noise. I think of the song that in the disciples used to often sing, and it's Afrikaans, and it's basically saying, hier is my voete, hier is my hande, hier is my lyfie, die Heer het alles mooi gemaak, doen dit. And it's basically just saying, you know, and it's beautiful, you know, that everything you have got, you've got it from the Lord, and you've got to give it back to the Lord. So your hands are there to do the wonderful works that God does lead you to do. Your feet are there to walk in His leadings. Your head is there to accommodate His great and mighty promises so we can partake of the divine nature. And my heart is there to pump warmly because of God's righteousness, His goodness that's been made available to us through Jesus. And our hands are there to have the shoulder shield of faith. I'm thinking about that now, the hands now, and stand up for what is right. And that's love, the love of God that has moved on our behalf. And our right hand is there to execute the written judgment, use the sword of the Spirit, let people know. So we're not secret agents, you know, and we can't move be in more, or we can't praise and shout and dance and lift up our hands to more than what we know, what God has revealed to us. We are witnesses. Witnesses give evidence of what they've seen and heard. Being a naughty boy in my before Christ days, I hated and not I hated it, I hated it. It was your means of life. You would go to court case with a whole lot of lies and stories, you know, to get out of the situation. But then the prosecutor, he'll pull you apart because my story's made up. But praise God, now as children of the living God, old things have passed away, no more stoute kabouter, no more little devil, now child of the living God. Old things are past. Behold, all is new. And as you're beholding what is new, that which you are beholding, you're not just beholding it for yourself. You're sharing it with others. And that's where the goodness of God then grows. It comes from the Spirit to your soul and your body. Your body reveals this. The goodness of God. I think of that wonderful song that we sing, I lift my hands to the coming King, to the great I am, who reigns within my heart. And that to me, you know, the Bible says, sing with the Spirit and sing with understanding. And whenever I think about it, I lift my hands. So I lift my hands because that's what I'm saying. I don't believe in saying things without doing it. But then my thinking is, whatever I do, what I stand for, that which I must proclaim, that the picture that I bring is someone, I lift my hands to the coming King. I lift my hands, and everything that I proclaim is because the King is coming. He's come in my life, and He saved me from horrible, the old life, the old sins. But then he comes every day new. And that is what I proclaim. And he comes, the coming king. And where is he? He reigns within my heart. For I will serve no foreign god. Amen. For he is my treasure and my pleasure. So that's all I can just say about this, my brothers and sisters. We've come to the reality of a good God, the reality of a good kingdom, and the reality of a shepherd that leads us. And that's, we just stay in that leading. The testings come. I was speaking to another brother yesterday, that all these testings and these squeezings and these lies and these deception has come is to get you into them so that they can swallow you up. And we've had to, in 2020, the Lord showed me I need to tell people, because people don't even know they've been seduced by the world. They've been so subdued that they don't even know it. But the answer is always be seduced by the love of God, the goodness of God, the kingdom that is here, the king that is here, and loving, and just staying within the boundaries of his word. Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Amen. So sing a new song this day, a song of the goodness of God. And a sacrifice of praise is sometimes you don't feel like it. But once you put the lights on, you know, a little skitgebeke, and you start proclaiming something good, and you stand on some beautiful promises, immediately the light has got to come from the head. The light comes on you, the bad thoughts you can't accommodate anymore, and then it permeates into the body. So put on the garment of praise, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.